Sheriff's Office, and Sheriff Shane Johnson joining me live in studio. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. You made it in. A little wild out there.
It's kind of crazy. Lots of snow.
Dal said it pretty good this morning. Just keeps coming at you. Just doesn't stop.
It's beautiful, but it makes for some sketchy roads. And I mean, I love the snow, but yeah, there's plenty out there right now.
Well, I know that your office, along with, of course, local PDs and the Highway Patrol, there's been a lot of activity due to some slick roads over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it's just that time of year where, you know, people need to give themselves a little more time, us included, and to get places just to be safer. But we end up doing a lot of slide-offs and then, of course, accidents. And it's part of the season, but we want to minimize it as much as possible. Good tires make a big difference too. I know they're expensive, but they make a huge difference.
And I would say this, maybe I'm just becoming an ornery old man and it's starting to bother me more and more, but I'm seeing so many people driving around without their lights on this time of year.
I saw that last night, past two cars coming through town after dark that didn't have their lights on.
Yeah. And a lot of times, even during the daytime, those automatic lights don't come on. You gotta reach down and flip that switch.
Makes a big difference. Visit the fog. I drove to Kemmerer Saturday for an event with search and rescue, and it was foggy the whole way. If you didn't have your lights on, you couldn't see. Other people couldn't see, and you couldn't see cars coming the other way. So, get the lights on. Makes a big difference.
I keep telling myself we don't have tornadoes or snakes, right? So we got to take
a trade-off.
This, I guess.
It's still better than anywhere else, but this snow can be a challenge.
Well, Sheriff, we appreciate you coming in to update us on what's happening with the Sheriff's Department. I guess first out of the gate, congratulations. You, along with the other elected officials in the county, sworn in for another term last week.
Yeah. Yep. All the county electeds were sworn in, with the exception of one commissioner, Commissioner Hansen, who's elected in the off year, you know, 2 years ago. So he's finishing his term. So, yeah, thank you. It's an honor, and I'm very fortunate to have the support, but also to be able to have my career here in a place that I love and such a great place to live. So I'm very lucky. I appreciate that.
Of course, as you're getting sworn in, you have a couple in your department that are retiring and some final calls made in recent weeks and months.
Yeah. Jim Lytle and Todd Meyer, two deputies that have been with us quite a while and decided to retire. And interestingly enough, both of them also had long military careers. They're both retired from the military, the Guard and active duty, and so that's a loss for our department, but I'm excited for them. It's what it's all about, and they've put in a lot of time and done a great job for us, so they'll be missed, but good for them and moving on to the next phase of their life. I'm excited for them. But
I know you were already looking for help in both the dispatch offices and out on the road, so do you have more openings now?
We do. We're looking for a detention officer and a few deputies. So detention officer obviously is a position in Kemmerer, but we're looking for that. We just recently opened that up, and then we have a couple positions here in the Star Valley area for deputies. So we're going to be doing some testing right away. We've been collecting applications. We have some, but you know, I will give a shout out since they have the opportunity. It's a great career. I know it's not for everybody, but we give you the training, we give you the tools to succeed, and it's a very rewarding, important job. And so if you ever, you know, have a thought that might be something you're interested in, come do a ride along with us, come in, call me, come in and sit down, and I'll talk to you about it and see if it's something that you want to pursue. But we're always looking for good people.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio today on the Weekday Wake Up. Sheriff, another question I wanted to ask you, and maybe it's just me observing more than I have in the past because of some maybe more high profile cases that are taking place and some arrests that have been made. But what's the capacity of the jail currently right now? It seems like there's quite a few people in there currently.
We have had some big cases the last several months. And what I would say are not typical of Lincoln County. We have always had those things, just not in the numbers that we have had lately. And I don't know what to attribute it to, but we certainly have had a lot of arrests, and people sitting in jail. The good news is we have more room. Well, let me, I'm not sure that's the way to phrase that.
Right.
We have room. No, nobody's getting released because of nothing. They don't have room. Our goal is not to fill it up. It's just to have room when we need it. But, yeah, there's been some higher profile cases, some more serious cases that, that we're addressing. And, so that's something that's always concerning. We'll continue to work on those type of things, work with the towns that we contract with for, work with those to try and make, you know, I'll just take a quick second. I feel our role, and it's been around for a long time, is saying the three E's, which is enforcement, education, and environment. And we play a role in all of those. And so when we have some of those high problems, we want to look at, you know, if education can help and in changing the environment, meaning several different things. I'm not talking about on a global level. I'm talking about the environment that allows some of this stuff to happen. So if there's a place where we have a substance abuse problem, you know, and that environment tends to have more calls there and obviously some arrests. So we want to look at all those ways of trying to address these issues.
Absolutely. You know, as far as the capacity of the jail, there was, you and I have talked a while ago, it's been a while since we've discussed this, but Kemmer was hosting or holding, I should say, inmates from other locations.
Yeah.
Is that still the case? Is it still happening?
We don't have any outside inmates right now. The state has housed with us, at times, from the prison. We've held people. We don't have any of those right now. Although I talked to their director, housing director, a week ago, and they need to come up with a solution to put people. They got manpower issues. And so they're looking at options. They may send us some. We have the ability to take, 24 to 40 inmates for them. And so they're looking at that. And also we've talked recently to the Bureau of Indian Affairs about they need some housing. And so they're interested. That's moving kind of slow, but they're still out there and would like to send us some. So we'll see what works for the county and for the sheriff's office. It is a opportunity for a source of income for the county to help make the payment basically on the Justice Center. So that works out pretty good when we have that opportunity to hold.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio today. Sheriff, anything else you'd like to mention?
Drive careful, and if you're out snowmobiling, be careful there too. Our search and rescue guys are capable, but would rather you be careful and not have to have those responses. So
both Kemmer and Star Valley units had a busy start to the new year.
Both of them. That's right.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up. Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio today on the SVI Radio Network.